谢谢邓娇的介绍。
Thank you.
感谢主可以跟大家在这里见面。
I thank the Lord for seeing you again.
我昨天晚上确实6点45分到达马尼拉。
6:30 last night I arrived at the airport.
我没有时间这个想到这个时间时差。
No room for jet lag.
但是很高兴可以跟大家还是跟大家见面。
I'm happy to see you today.
我最喜欢教的是耶稣读的圣经。
I always like to teach from the Bible that Jesus read.
假如你没有好好的读耶稣读的圣经，你可能今天在教会很快的就没有道可以讲了。
If you don't read the Bible that Jesus read, you might have no sermons in the church.
因为约翰、彼得、保罗都是读耶稣读的圣经。
Because John, Peter, James, they all read Jesus' Bible.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们求你高牧你的仆人、你的使女，把你的信息讲得清楚。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣祈求，感谢。阿门，阿门。今天早上是我第一次跟新同学在这个地方见面。
It's my first time to meet the new student this year.
有一次跟新同学见面的时候。
Once when I met the new student.
我跟他打招呼。
I greeted the person.
我说你从哪里来。
I asked where are you from.
他说我从某一个地方过来。
He told me where he's from.
他也转过来问我你从哪里来。
And he turned and asked where are you from.
感谢主，大家不知道我是谁。
It's good they don't know who I am.
因为我有很多的同工，很爱主，大家团队的服事。
We have so many co-workers. They united. They are carrying the ministry of the Lord.
今天想跟大家分享一个这个用主题式的方式来跟大家分享今天的信息。
Today our sermon is topical.
用做主的牧者。
The topic is be God's servant.
今天要做主的牧者呢？不太简单了。
It's not easy to be God's shepherd.
过去你读了一点点书，你就可以为神做很多的事情。
In the past, if you know a little bit, and then you can do great things for God.
你做学徒抄了几篇的讲章，你就可以上台了。
As a student, you have a few sermons, and you can now be on the stage pulpit preaching.
但是今天做主的门徒呢，做主的牧者，神对他的要求可能会更高了。
But today, as you become God's servant or disciple, there's a higher expectation from you.
我是第三代的这个服侍主的牧者。
I'm the third generation's God's servant.
我有很好的父亲，很好的母亲。
I have a godly parents.
他母亲特别这样告诉我：你要做神的仆人，就要把最好的摆上。
My mom exhort me to be, if I want to be God's servant, I have to give God my best.
那你要追求。
You have to strive hard.
你要做这个优秀的牧者。
You have to be a best shepherd.
我不敢说我已经达到那个地位了。
I don't think I'm already reached that level.
但是在我追求当中，我一直要把最好的献给我们最伟大的主。
But in the process of my striving, I really want to put out my best for God.
在祷告当中，我求主带我到好的地方学习。
In my prayers, I ask God to lead me to the best school of training.
神也这样的带我去了。
And God truly led me there.
我也在祷告当中求主让我有好的属灵的伴侣。
And I also pray that God would give me a good spiritual partner.
神把最好的太太赐给我。
And He reserved the best for me.
神又给我很多很好的这个师父在我前面教导我。
And there are so many mentors that God put before me to teach me.
我也盼望可以在这个我们神学院当中，也可以彼此的分享最好的信息给大家。
I also hope that we will share each other's sermon from the Lord.
我这次刚从这个南美洲巴西回来。
I just come back from Brazil.
这个巴西这个国家，我们里面有300,000的新侨或是新移民，从中国新到那个地方的移民。
There are about 300,000 immigrants from China in Brazil.
我也去年看到一个神学院做得非常好，跟巴西人合作。
And there is even one seminary that work together with the Brazilians Christians, and they have been training these Chinese immigrants.
但是更重要的是，这一次在大会当中是洛杉矶召开60位的 这个神学院的院长在那个地方开会。
The most important thing this meeting is for the Lausanne movement where about 60 presidents all over the world came together.
对你们来说，以后你们要求学。
For you, in the future, if you want to pursue higher education.
有些是我的朋友了。
Most of these presidents are now my friends.
但是圣经神学院，菲律宾圣经神学院已经在世界的地图里面了。
Or the BSOP is already in the map of the world seminarians.
所以神对我们的要求可能更多了。
So there is a greater expectation from us.
今天想从三方面跟大家来分享做主的牧者。
From this topic, be God's shepherd, I'll talk from three angles.
第一方面，我们要认识圣经的故事。
The first point is to know the Bible story.
圣经的真理，圣经的故事，为什么这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to know the biblical truth and the biblical story?
因为假如你不知道圣经里面的故事，圣经里面的记载。
Because if you do not understand the records of the Bible,
你可能到要讲的当中很快就会完了。
You might be limited in your sermons or message.
在旧约圣经里面有几节的经文是很重要。
Few verses from the Bible says,
这个生命记第六章这么说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
这里面很简单就把一些重点提出。
So simply it brings out the important points.
保罗因为也读过《生命记》。
Because Paul is also familiar with Deuteronomy.
他说信道就是从听道而来。
So he says, our faith or our belief in the Bible come from hearing.
这几节的经文，生命记第六章第四到第九，每一次犹太人见面，在会堂里面见面的时候，都会背这一段的经文。
This passage from Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9, every Jewish, when they see each other in the temple, they would memorize this passage.
Shema Israel, Shema Israel, 他们以色列，你要听。
Hear, O Israel, hear.
各位，圣经里面的真理，圣经里面的信息，今天对21世纪尤其重要。
The message, the truth from the Bible is very relevant to our world.
你们刚听过这个后现代主义的一些信息。
We just learned last week from the postmodernity angle.
在后现代主义一个很重要的，今天很多人都喜欢把他的故事讲给人家听。
One feature of the postmodern world is everyone wants to tell his story.
我们的故事跟圣经的故事如何有分别呢？
How is our story different from the biblical story?
我们的故事，而是我们正在写历史的故事，是不是能跟圣经的故事合在一起呢？
As we write our own history, is it connected to the biblical story?
今天很多人只念新约圣经。
Today, sadly, many just read the New Testament.
新约圣经当然很重要。
It's true, the New Testament is very important.
我们一定要高举耶稣。
We must uphold Christ.
上个礼拜我讲到的时候，我两个女儿坐在下面。
Last Sunday, I was preaching abroad, and my two daughters were there listening to my sermon.
讲完了以后，我的大女儿就说：“爸爸，我能跟你讲个鼓励的话。”
And after I preach, my eldest daughter says, "Dad, can I give you a little bit of a piece of advice?"
她也说我要给你一点点的这个建议。
Or a little suggestion.
她先说：“哎，你讲得非常好。”
First, she told me, "You have preached very good message."
我谢谢这个女儿。
I thank my daughter for praising.
她说你应该多讲耶稣才对。
But one thing, you have to speak more on Jesus.
我说这是一种讲道的方式，讲到耶稣。
I said that's another way to preach more on Jesus.
你能不能多讲一句话高举耶稣呢？
She said, couldn't you even add one line to uphold, magnify Jesus?
我说谢谢你的建议。
I said, thank you for your suggestion.
各位，我不是说不要高举耶稣。
I'm not saying we should not magnify Christ.
但是很快的，很多人很快的就跳到新约圣经。
But people usually jump to the New Testament right away.
旧约圣经有很多的故事，非常的精彩。
The Old Testament is so rich in the stories.
他们面对的问题正是我们今天面对的问题。
The problems they face is same as ours today.
今天面对金钱的挑战。
We face a challenge of money, finance.
今天对于家庭的问题。
Family issues.
对社会的问题。
Society woes.
对我们如何面对苦难。
How to face suffering.
都在旧约里面。
They are all written in the Old Testament.
新约当然保罗在教导的时候是有讲。
Of course, Paul also talked about this in his epistles.
但是假如我们愿意多读经。
But if you want to read more in the scriptures,
多花时间在主的话语里面，
spend more time in His Word.
以后你就有话语可以向弟兄姐妹传讲。
You have more to share with brothers and sisters.
原则上有三种读经的方式。
There are basically three ways of reading Bible.
第一方面是灵修式的读经。
One is devotional reading.
我们很强调这个读经。
We emphasize the quiet time devotion.
希望你可以安静在神的面前读经。
We pray that you will have your own devotional time on God's word.
新同学可能不太了解我们为什么这么自由让大家可以在你房间里面读经。
Maybe the new students are amazed. How come we are so lax in letting you have your quiet time all in your room freely?
为什么没有像中国一样的，我们把全部的人集合在一起，让大家有集合读经的时间？
Why not do what China is doing? Keep all the students together and have a group or Bible reading together.
但是假如你不懂得在自由的时间好好的追求灵修。
But if in your own quiet time you don't know how to take time to give devotion.
课堂一放假。
When you're free from this class schedule.
你可能就不读经了。
You may not hold your Bible anymore.
所以我们其实还是要鼓励大家有灵修安静在神面前读经的生活。
We encourage each one to have their own quiet time devotion of God's word.
第二种的读经是速读圣经。
The second time is speed reading of the Bible.
你坐下来一口气把腓立比书读完。
In one sitting you finish the book on Philippians.
你一口气把马可福音读完。
Or in one sitting, you finish the gospel according to Mark.
你有计划的每一年把读经读四次。
Like you schedule and you want to finish the Bible in four times a year.
我圣经已经读超过60遍。
My own reading of the whole Bible is over 60 times.
有些学生、有些同学呢，不晓得一年能不能把圣经读完一遍。
Some might not even be able to finish.A Bible in one year.
我们要有一些计划
We need to have
愿意多读多速读圣经
We need to have intentional plan of speed reading the Bible.
最使我失望的不是同学这个没有在班上拿到好的分数
What disappointed me is not because they don't have good grades in class.
最使我失望的是每一年在毕业典礼之前像毕业生面谈的时候
What disappoint me often is during the exit interview
问他你读经的生活如何
When I ask how is your quiet devotional time
有一位学生还很骄傲说我两三天才读一次
One student was probably telling me Oh, I read the Bible in two or three days once
因为林长老要求教诗篇呢，我就读那段的经文。
Because our class is on Psalms, so I just read on Psalm.
各位，你读经的生活，我们的上帝，我们的耶稣看到了。
How you do your quiet time, the Lord is watching.
第三种的读经是研读、研究。
The third way of reading the Bible is to research over it.
这也是你在课堂上面的学习。
It's also like your classroom research or study.
当你在图书馆里面看到一篇的文章
When you find a good article in the library.
当你在读一段经文又在找资料的时候
When you search for resources based on a sermon or passage.
这其实也就是研 研读的这种的方式。
When you go in depth study of that passage, it's a way of reading the Bible.
但是除了在研读的时候，我盼望大家可以多做一件小事情。
So aside from this in-depth study, I hope you do one more thing.
读到一段经文，假如神感动你的话。
If you come to a passage that God really deep moved you.
在研读的当中，有一段话相当的感动你，你应该马上回应，马上祷告。
If there is a line or a scripture or a passage that moves you, you have stopped and then pray over it.
最怕的是我们今天在读神学的时候。
What scares me is when we study in theological school.
我们的头脑很大。
We are big-headed.
我们身体没有运动。
But we don't digest the thing. We don't exercise.
没有运用里面的信息。
We don't even use the thing that God gave us.
成为今天新的法利赛人。
And we become the new Pharisees of our time.
各位，这个是最可怕。
This is the most scary thing.
今天最可怕的不是这些不爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Today we are not afraid of those who does not love the Lord.
最可怕的是我们教会的法利赛人。
We are afraid of the nowadays Pharisees in our church.
一直看到别人的不对。
They always point to other people's mistake.
没有看到三根指头是向他。
And they didn't see the three fingers are pointing to themselves.
所以当我们读经的时候。
So as we read God's word.
我们要回想到圣经里面说，以色列啊，你要听你的神是独一的真神。
So as we read the Bible, let us remember and hear God saying, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
听到是为我们自己来听到。
We have to listen the sermon for our own self.
有时候做传道人有一个这个一个小病。
As ministers, we have this sickness.
当我们在听到的时候，
As we listen to the sermon,
我们可能开始批评了。
We start criticizing.
尤其这些已经上过讲道学。
As with those who have taken the homiletics.
这些上过严格的释经学。
And those who have taken the advanced hermeneutics.
哇，这个讲员没有讲神的道。
Oh, this speaker didn't dwell on that word of God.
我们那个时候已经没有在听到了。
We are no longer listening to the sermon itself.
另外一种是我们可能在当中呢开始写我们自己的讲章。
Or maybe in the midst of the person's preaching, we are doing our own outline.
哦，这个观点很好，我把它写下来。这就是我礼拜天要讲的道。
This point is what I'll be preaching this coming Sunday.
各位，我们必须要回到圣经里面的故事。
We have to come back to the story in the Bible.
熟读圣经。
We have to speed read the Bible,
了解圣经,
understand the Bible,
以后我们会有更多的道可以讲,
and share more from God's Word.
第二个想跟大家分享做主的门徒除了认识圣经的故事要认识教会的功能。
Second point to be God's servant, we should know the function of the church.
我们今天来到菲律宾圣经神学院。
We are now at Biblical Seminary of the Philippines.
我们的目的是怎么样呢？
What is the purpose of our coming?
我们回到以弗所书里面所讲的第四章里面第十一节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Ephesians 4 says, So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
那这个为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
那这里面其实很重要的是成全圣徒。
So to equip his people for works of service.
各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So the body of Christ may be built up.
教会是这个基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那我们每一个人可能有不同的恩赐。
We have different gifts.
可能我们有不同的角色。
And different roles.
神可能要我们做传福音的。
God may want us to be the evangelists.
可能神要我们做牧者的工作。
Or to be pastors.
而是做教师的工作。
Or be teachers.
今天当然有些教会很强调使徒性的这方面的角色。
Some churches emphasize the apostleship.
但是在使徒，就是在以弗所书里面用使徒跟先知，一个是提起新约，一个是旧约的信息。
When the New Testament talk about apostles and prophets, it sees the Old and the New Testament together.
几年前这个有一个重要的会议在澳门开会。
Some years ago, there is an important meeting in Macau.
特别请我跟香港这个中国神学研究院的余达新来讲圣灵的信息。
They invited me and Carver Yu of China Graduate School to talk about the Holy Spirit.
我除了这个好好的读圣经里面有关圣灵的这个重点。
I did an in-depth study on how the Bible looked at the Holy Spirit.
我刚好那个时候也有机会来到了这个新加坡。
I also have a chance to pass through Singapore.
我就特别访问两个重要的代表人物。
And I also interviewed two important persons.
一个当然是福音派这个新加坡神学院的院长沈立德牧师。
One is the leaders in the evangelical world, Dr. Shen.
我问他有关圣灵的这个工作，圣灵的角色。
I interview about the roles of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个呢是新加坡一个很大的一个教会另外一个牧师。
And another person I interview come from a biggest church in Singapore.
我说对于今天五旬节派和是灵恩派对于圣灵的看法是怎么样呢？
I was asking him how the Pentecostal look at the Holy Spirit.
因为我不晓得中国来的代表是属于那个派别。
Because I don't know to which group will the China participants be.
他特别也就引用这个以弗所书第四章十一节。
So they use this passage, Ephesians 4.
他说今天我们这个派别呢很强调这五种的角色。
He says our denominations emphasize these five roles.
其实他本身也被案例为使徒。
And he is even ordained or instigated as a prof, apostle.
由美国一个资深的牧师来案例他。
American, a highly respected pastor ordained him as one of the nowadays apostle.
我说我跟你见面的时候是不是可以称呼你使徒某某人呢？
I asked, do I call you, address you as apostle somehow?
我其实不是要嘲笑他。
I'm not making a joke out of it.
我是尊敬他。
I respect him.
他说你不要这样叫。
He said, don't say that.
因为我们是弟兄姐妹。
He said, we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
各位，今天可能世界有不同各种不同的解释。
I think nowadays there are many different kind of explanations or interpretations.
但是最重要的是我们要成全圣徒。
But the most important thing is to equip the body of Christ.
我们要知道教会今天需要什么。
We have to know what the church really needs today.
今天我们所侍奉的教会需要什么。
What is the need of the church that we are serving?
我们侍奉的当中是不是可以带给教会一种的益处呢？
With our ministry bring blessing to the church.
有时候当我听到一些校友在教会当中为主发光，
Whenever I heard how our alumni were shining or for the Lord in their church,
我心中当然很高兴。
I'm really very glad.
但是当我有时候听到有一些教会很怕我们的毕业生。
But whenever I hear the church are afraid of accepting our alumni or our graduates,
很怕我们的校友。
They're afraid to accept our graduates in their midst.
也不知道他侍奉的教会的信仰是那一个派别。
And wouldn't even know their denominations.
成为教会的咒诅。
And some of them became the curse for the church.
各位新同学或是我们二年级、三年级的同学，我们要成为教会的福气。
Dear students, we have to become the blessings for the church.
你要知道你所侍奉的教会需要那方面的信息。
You have to know the need of the church that you're serving.
你要知道这是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
今天我可以很骄傲地跟大家讲这些凡是高举基督凡是读圣经为主的教会。
Today I can boldly tell you whenever you magnify the Christ,
这些愿意好读经的神学院。
Whenever, wherever seminary that will dwell more on the Word of God,
我们正在进步当中。
Those evangelical, churches or seminary, they are growing in numbers.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为今天有很多已经快要灭亡的教会。
Because there are many dwindling churches.
在欧洲你会看到很多教堂很大。
In Europe, there are big buildings of churches.
但是你一进去，里面只有很多的坟墓。
But it's like a monument.
很多很多 beautiful places, 只有很少人在那边敬拜主。
Very few are really worshiping, but there are many burials, monuments.
今天很多本来很好的神学院。
There are many good theological schools in Europe. Used to be good.
但是今天这个人数越来越少。
But now there are very few in numbers.
五月我本来需要到美国芝加哥开会。
I'm supposed to go to Chicago in May.
只有七个人在那边开会。
A meeting with seven persons.
就是有比较自由派的学者。
There are the radicals, more liberal theologians.
然后有福音派的学者。
And one or two evangelicals.
加上美国这个 ATS Association of Theological School 美国最大的一个神学机构
and another representative from the ATA America
他们想跟这些愿意读圣经的福音派见面了
the liberals want to dialogue with the evangelicals
过去他们都看我们不起
before in the past the liberals looked down on the evangelicals
但是现在这个福音派头已经起头了
But today they long to dialogue with us.
各位，因为高举基督读神话语的神学院，现在人数也越来越多了。
Because the seminary that uphold the word of God, that uphold Christ, is growing in number.
按照 Dan Alshier, ATS 的这个总裁告诉我。
According to ATS, deputy chairman who told me,
他说假如不是美国最近几个这个亚洲亚裔的神学院来申请
If not for the, the Asians who come
就是韩国人中国人来申请
If we don't have this Asian, the Korean, the Chinese who come to us
我们可能早已经关门了
We might have to close our door
各位这次在巴西大家引用的是 Global North and Global South 就是这个世界的北部跟世界南部大家一起来开会
The term Global North, North and Global South has been used now in our Lausanne meeting in Brazil
因为我们人才多
Because we have a lot of numbers
我们又有很多的学生
We have more students
有一个神学院的院长告诉我亲口告诉我假如不是这个韩国的老学生来我们学校读书呢，我们早也关门了。
One president told me if it's not for the Korean students, we would be closing our door.
以后可能是非圣的学生到那些地方读书吧。
Hopefully, it's before next time it will be our student going there to study.
但是各位，教会的功能，教会是我们服事的对象。
Church is where we served.
我希望大家在神学院当中我们一起追求
Let us strive together in the seminary
主耶稣说两三个人一在一起的时候我就在你们当中
The Lord says if two or three gather together I'll be in your midst
这属灵的圣殿也在我们神学里面开始的建造
The spiritual temple is also built inside the seminary
我们要好好的追求
We have to strive hard in our studies.
我们要成为教会的祝福。
And become the blessings for the church.
第三方面，我们要认识世界的挑战。
The third point is to know the challenge of the world.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
First Timothy says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
This is good and pleases God, our Savior.
当然，这段经文直接要这个来解释，这边是提起代祷。
This passage points to intercession.
但是你可以看到是全面性的祷告。
That is all aspect of praying.
今天有时我们把这个世界的需要跟教会的需要划分得太清楚。
At times we divide the needs of the church and the needs of the world.
但是保罗因为读了旧约圣经。
Because Paul knows his Old Testament.
所以他全面性的为君王为万人来代祷。
So he has these integrated prayers for kings and for everyone.
John Stott, 英国的一位很虔诚的牧者叫 John Stott.
John Stott, the spiritual man.
他提起我们要有两种的这个仔细来听double listening.
He mentioned about this term called dual or double listening.
一方面我们要好好的读圣经，圣经吩咐我们的信息，我们要好好的听。
We must listen to the instruction from the Bible carefully.
第二，要知道世界的需要是什么。
And another listening is to know, to hear about the needs of the world.
可是换句话说，你要认识神的话语。
In short, you have to know God's word.
你要认识神的世界。
And you have to know God's world.
到底我们今天世界需要什么呢？
What does the world now need?
各位，你们已经听了这个上个礼拜的后现代主义的一些信息。
Last week you have heard about the postmodern world and all its characteristics.
庄牧师可能他有他的看法。
Our speaker might have his own view.
他很喜欢提起我们还是要用宣告的方式好好的认识我们的这个神的话语。
He wants us to proclaim God's word.
是的，我们还要继续的高举更加严谨的读经。
We have continued to come back to the Bible and uphold the Bible.
但是假如你知道今天世界的需要。
But if you also...Have an eye for what's happening around us.
你看你教会的弟兄姐妹的需要。
Look at the needs of your members or congregation.
你知道当中有很多人在那边掉眼泪。
You will see there are many broken hearts in the pews.
有很多问题。
There are many problems around everyone's life.
有些欺负他们的又是爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Many of those who transgress against them are those who claim to love the Lord.
各位新同学，你来到圣经神学院。
Dear beloved new student, you've come to BSOP.
我们很盼望这是一个神圣的神学院。
We pray that this would be a holy ground for you.
一个大家可以不约而同而说，这里里面有神的爱，神的同在。
We hope that you will feel that here you find God's love.
但是当你回到宿舍的时候
，But when you go back to your dormitory.
可能你的室友是那个最不可爱的室友。
Maybe you have a roommate who is not as lovable.
你要如何面对他呢
？How do you face your roommate?
可能有人会逃避，马上来找吴牧师。
Some might escape and call on Reverend Gokiao.
各位，我不是说这个不能找吴牧师。
I'm not saying you shouldn't go to see our chaplain.
但是各位，有时候灯一熄的时候。
When the light is off,
魔鬼就跳出来
了。Many things happen.
但是我们求主让我们做好的室友。
We pray that God would make us good stewards.
我们要知道如何处理冲突。
How to resolve conflicts.
我们要如何彼此相爱。
How to really love one another.
如何做弟兄姐妹的看守者。
How to be each And brothers and sisters keepers.
我们最近这个整个地方也开始放了这个 CCTV.
Oh, we have put up some CCTV around our campus.
有录影机的。
We have video.
我们知道这个，我们刚弄了一个学生活动中心。
We have a student lounge.
让大家可以在那边假设有需要多读。书的话呢，可以有地方有空间。
So you've extended time and place to continue reading or studies.
但是我们知道有些同学呢不听话。
But we know some would not really obey the rules.
这些都录下来了。
And it's been videoed.
我们最可怕的不是我们神学院的录影机。
It is not scary that we have all these video cameras.
最可怕的是天上的录影机。
What is more scary is what is being videoed up in heaven.
各位，当我们知道世界的挑战。
When we face the challenges of the world.
我们要多求主帮助我们了解这个弟兄姐妹的需要。
Let us pray that God will help us to understand each other's needs.
当有人在那边掉眼泪的时候。
When someone among us is in pain.
我们要安慰他。
Let us be comforters.
或是让他有一些空间。
Or give the person space.
我们可能是比较先知型的，我们喜欢在这个讲台做炮台。
Maybe we're more prophetical and we would rebuke on the pulpit.
但是我们也需要一些安慰者坐在旁边听一些这个心中难过的一些话。
We need people helper around to help people who are in pain.
最近这个 MH370 这个马航这个突然间不见的事。
The sudden disappearance of MH370 in the air.
让我稍微思想，假如我是坐在当中。
It caused me to rethink if I were in that plane.
我会如何面对呢
？How would it be? How would I?
我的家人如何要来处理这些事
？How would my family deal with this issue?
到今天为止还找不到。
Until today, the plane cannot be found.
这个新闻记者说，我们今天这个在科技那么发达的时代，为什么还找不到这个马航370呢
？The reporters are amazed with our modern technology. We couldn't even locate where the plane was.
我一直马上回想到诗篇139篇。
So my mind kept on looking at Psalms 139.
我们在母腹中成型的时候，神也知道，神看见。
Even in our mother's womb, God sees us.
其实神知道我们的挣扎。
God knows each of our struggles.
神会擦干我们的眼泪。
He himself would wipe our tears.
受苦的人还是要面对一些问题。
Suffering people will still have to face the issues.
其实有时候受苦的当中，让我们更加可以了解今天的痛苦。
In our suffering, it makes us more understanding of what is happening around us.
当我要开始要这个读书的时候
，When I start to go further study,
我的妈妈这个有病癌。
Oh, my mom suddenly was diagnosed with cancer.
她有白血球的这个病症。
She has a difficult or cancer of the blood.
我妈妈还是鼓励我继续往前读。
But she says, go on with your studies.
我说妈妈，我真的不能往前走。
I said, I couldn't, I cannot go.
我会，因为医生已经告诉我们，她只有剩下三个月的时间。
Because the doctor told us she only had 3 months to live.
但是妈妈说，我们有一个伟大听祷告的主。
But mom told me we have a great God who listens to prayers.
她多活了五六年的时间。
So she continued to live on 5 to 6 years.
但是在痛苦当中，我可以看到她对神的爱，对神的感激。
In her pain, suffering, I can see how she still loved the Lord.
我们盼望新同学在飞圣过一个美好的日子。
We pray the new student would have a good stay at BSOP.
但是假如你碰到一位不属灵的室友
But if you come across a difficult roommate.
或是你看到一位不属灵的同学
Or you see somebody who is not as quite spiritual.
你要为他祷告
Please pray for him.
你看能不能帮助他
And try to pray and help the person.
先不要马上指责他
Don't rebuke first.
可以用爱心说诚实话。
Use love to tell the truth.
求主帮助我们多了解世界的挑战。
May God help us to understand the challenges of the world.
我做院长已经有一段时间。
I've been a president for quite some time.
有各种不同方这个背景的学生都经过了。
Many different students from different backgrounds have passed by.
我也尽量站在前面来推荐他们，来保护他们。
I try my best to speak up for them and also to cover them up.
但是有些要面对一些这个问题。
But there are those who have to face their own issues themselves.
但是神的恩典足够我们用。
But God's grace is so sufficient.
我们今天可能喜欢丢石头的人比较多。
Many of it's easy to throw stones at people.
但是我们也应该开始丢一些面包让这个肚子饿的人可以吃饱。
Let us learn to throw bread also for others.
让我们这个神学院成为主所爱的神学院。
May our seminary be one that is pleasing to the Lord.
让我们一起来学习做主的牧者。
Let us learn to be God's shepherd.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
So, ang nag-compliance si John at pinaganda pa namin at check niya po yung.
主要在这个学期开始的时候，我们求你赐给我们。在神学院当中有爱你的弟兄姐妹，有爱你的同学，求你吸引我们，让我们快跑地跟随你。Lord, we pray that this community will be a community of love, community that love you, a community that can encourage one another. 奉主耶稣祈求感谢。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.